Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Donald Trump, they met in Davos, Switzerland. We were talking about, you know, not just chocolate, we're talking about powerful leaders in the world, talking about their friendship. And you heard Vice President Pence say maybe the embassy will move towards the end of next year.
Acceleration.
But now you're going to hear Prime Minister Bibi and the President say, we'll just move temporarily there quicker. Let's just pray they move it there tomorrow.
Yes.
Let's join President Donald Trump, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the Davos, Switzerland Economic Summit, where our president just shared, by the way, that since he's been president, $7 trillion of worth has come to America. Check it out.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with Prime Minister Netanyahu. We've developed a great relationship, both those countries where I think success has been going, and I can honestly say that, and also as personal friends. We have discussions going with Israel on many things, including trade. But the big move and something that was very historic and very important was the fact that we will be moving our embassy, as you know, to Jerusalem. And as we also know, that is way ahead of schedule by years. And we anticipate having a small version of it open sometime next year. So that's a long time ahead of schedule. It's an honor, and it's a great honor to be with you. Thank you very much.
President, I want to say something because this is the first meeting we've had since your historic decision to recognize the needs of individuals, faculty, and move the embassy and not to expedite the movement of the embassy to Jerusalem. I want to say that this is a historic decision that will be forever in the hearts of our people for generations to come. People say that this pushes peace backward. I say it pushes peace forward. Because it recognizes history, it recognizes present reality, and peace can only be built on the basis of peace. By recognizing history, you've made it, and we will always remember that. We also support you completely, and your stalwart position on the Iran nuclear deal. You said it's a disastrous deal. You said that if it's fatal flaw and not fixed, walk away from it, and I want you to know that if you decide to do that, then we will back you all the way. We also appreciate the fact that you confront Iran's aggression with us and with other parties in the region as never before. I've never seen the realistic alliance between the United States, Israel, and your other allies in the region as strong, as unified as it is under your leadership. And the last one is, you stood up for Israel and the UN in a remarkable rock solid support. This is a place, it's a house of science for Israel, for the United States. And by word and deed, you've told them enough is enough. As you finish your first year in office, I want to say that I look forward to continuing our remarkable, tremendous friendship in the years ahead. And I want to express the appreciation of the people of Israel to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have to say, of the United Nations, we were pretty much out in the wilderness by ourselves, the United States, and we heard every country was going to be a good interest. And it was very interesting. I said, you know, we give billions and billions of dollars to these countries. It amounts to hundreds of millions, and sometimes into the billions for certain countries, and they vote against it. And I made a very simple statement that I'm watching. And we ended up getting 68 votes, either yes or we'll make a neutral position, which was okay too.
It was a yes.
But which was essentially a yes. But we ended up getting a lot of votes that we were, I would say virtually we were going to get none. And we give billions of dollars away every year to countries. And in many cases, those countries don't even support us. They don't support the United States. Israel has always supported the United States. So what I did with Jerusalem was my honor. And hopefully we can do something with peace. I would love to see it. You know, if you look back at the various peace proposals, and they are endless, and I spoke to some of the people involved, and I said, did you ever talk about the vast amounts of funds, money, that we give to the Palestinians? We give, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And they said, we never talked. Well, we do talk about it. And when they disrespected us a week ago by not allowing our great vice president to see them, and we give them hundreds of millions of dollars in aid and support, tremendous numbers, numbers that nobody understands. That money is on the table. That money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace, and they're going to have to want to make peace too, or we're going to have nothing to do with it any longer. This was never brought up by other negotiators, but it's brought up by me. So I will say that the hardest subject they had to talk about was Jerusalem. We took Jerusalem off the table. So we don't have to talk about it anymore. They never got past Jerusalem. We took it off the table. We don't have to talk about it anymore. You won one point, and you'll give up some points later on in the negotiation, if it ever takes place. I don't know that it ever will take place. But they have to respect the process also, and they have to respect the fact that the U.S. has given tremendous support to them over the years in terms of monetary support and other support. So we'll see what happens with the peace process, but respect has to be shown to the U.S., or we're just not going any further. We're going to see what happens. Yes, we have a proposal for peace. It's a great proposal for the Palestinians. I think it's a very good proposal for Israel. It covers a lot of the things that were, over the years, discussed and agreed on. But the fact is, and I think you know this better than anybody, there were never any deals that came close because Jerusalem, it could never get past Jerusalem. So when people said, oh, I sent it back, I didn't send it back, I helped it. Because by taking it off the table, that was the toughest issue. And Israel will pay for that. Look, Israel, something's going to happen. They'll do something that's going to be a very good thing. But they want to make peace, and I hope the Palestinians want to make peace. And if they do, everybody's going to be very happy in the end. We'll see what happens.
How will Israel pay for it?
Any comments about Abu Mazen's remarks?
How will Israel pay for it?
No, I didn't really read his remarks personally. I think I'm probably better off not seeing them. But we've done a lot for them. And hopefully they're going to make peace for their people. You know what? It's many years of killing people. It's many years of killing each other. They have to be tired and disgusted of it. So let's see what happens. I think eventually very sound minds, I hope sound minds, are going to prevail. And it would be a great achievement to mine. I've said it from day one, if we could make peace between Israel and the Palestinians. If we do that, I would consider that one of our truly great achievements. But the money is on the table. You know, the money was never on the table. I tell you up front. We give them tremendous amounts, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That money is on the table. Because why should we do that as a country if they're doing nothing for us? And what we want to do for them is help them. We want to create peace and save lives. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But the money is on the table. Thank you very
Are you
much.
Taking the That's so awesome. The money's on the table. Jerusalem is off the table. And understand there's two things going on with the Palestinian people. You have the Hamas leadership, the government, but the people that are in that, you can't necessarily define the people as what the leaders are saying right there, because some of you are talking to us and you're sharing your comments with us and talking to us like, don't define us by this government.
The same is true of those of Iran as well.
Same while they're communicating. We want to hear from you because, you know, it helps people understand, you know, and divide the fact that this government's going weird, paying to slay. I mean, the Palestinian government is paying people, naming streets after, or paying at least the survivors of ones who go out to kill folks. And an American was killed there. His name was, and we had this on the program when it took place. It was very tragic. His name is Taylor Forrest. He was over there with part of his studies. He was part of the military. He was a vet, but he's also part of his studies, and he's there just normal life, and they're parked in traffic on the road, and somebody who gets paid from the Palestinian people to kill people Obviously, if he gets killed, it's his family that gets paid. Mm. He went and stabbed people with the open windows in their cars, and they killed this strong vet, this man that fought for your country and fought for America and fought for the freedom in the world. And he was sitting in a car, and the knife is stabbed into his heart.
Tragedy.
And killed Taylor Forrest. Well, the Congress produced the Taylor Forrest Act of Labor Law that says, we will not fund the Palestinian people. If we're not going to give you hundreds of millions of dollars if you're going to use that money to pay people, to kill Jews. It's not going to happen. And so our president just said what Bibi has been saying for quite some time, stop funding them if they're going to pay to kill us. And he took Jerusalem off the table, and he took the money off the table, and he's taken flipping United Nations with Ambassador Nikki Haley. We want to hear from you. Comment, talk to us. You know, we're fixing to go to a break here, but think about this. You know, what is your thoughts about that? If you're one of the Palestinian people, you're listening, talk out loud. I mean, obviously, if you do, you know, some of the things has been said, if they find out, you get hurt for saying that. But we just pray for your freedom, that you get busted
That's
out
right.
from under all that oppressive government, because, you know, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, and you can be freed from all that oppression because there's so much in store for you. And it's so exciting. So talk to us. Let us know below. And how excited you are by the fact that you're, if you're an American, that your money's going to stop paying the Palestinian government to kill Jews. That's going to stop. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yahshua. Thank you, God. Amen?
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.